This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
He is the new head coach for the Vegas Golden Knights. He comes to us from the Boston Bruins, where he coached for 6 years. And we are super excited to have him joining the show. Everyone, welcome to Las Vegas and to the show, Coach Bruce Cassidy. Hey, Coach.
Hi, Mercedes. Hi, JC. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. First of all, we're so excited to welcome you to our city. How are you feeling? How has Las Vegas treated you since you've been here?
Well, unbelievably kind. So, anyway, everyone's been great, hospitable. I've met some, obviously, the hockey, the department people. I've met a young girls' hockey club that was playing in a playoff game yesterday. I hope they won. So, so far, so good.
Have you actually sat down and met with any of the players yet?
I've talked to them on the phone. I saw some in the facility yesterday. So, yes, that's my intention, and I've met a few of them, and hopefully get a chance to talk to all of them. I know some are in town, some aren't, but we'll connect for sure, whether it's in person or over the phone.
Well, we're super excited that you're here. It's just, you're an amazing coach. What will be your first order of business now that you're the new head coach of our Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, probably what was just talked about: get to know all the players, get to introduce myself, talk some hockey, our philosophy, and get us on the same page, and that'll be it. And then get my family settled, I guess. I should say that. My wife will be upset if I don't. those are the first two, anyway.
Now, when you first got the call from the VGK, and they're like, okay, Bruce, we want to talk to you. What was your initial reaction? What was your perception of Vegas Golden Knights hockey before, and what is it now?
Well, my perception was that they have a very successful franchise very quickly. So I'm aware of that, even though I came from a different conference. We played them enough to know that. You follow their playoff success. So that's what I learned. And they're all in to win a Stanley Cup. And what I've learned in the last couple of days is how committed they are, meeting everyone at the rink, working a very young, motivated crew, very friendly. There's a lot of good synergy, it feels like, in the building. So I'm just hoping I can add to that.
What does your family think about moving to Las Vegas?
My wife is excited. She loves the warm weather. Kids, you know, they've made a lot of friends. It becomes a little more of a challenge for them. But they're excited, but sad to miss their buddies, you know.
Have you spoken to Dave Gosher yet? Because he was the radio play-by-play guy there for, I believe you guys crossed paths for a year or two. Have you spoken to Dave at all?
I have spoken to Gosh and Shane. We did a podcast the other day. It's great to see him. Good to work with those two guys. Terrific people to do their job well. So looking forward to that.
Now, you're going to move to the desert. I mean, really different from where you grew up. Do you think that you're prepared for this heat? You mentioned your wife likes the warm weather. What about you?
Yeah, I'll just have to make sure all air conditioning outlets are working. So that'll be our challenge between the two of us, is finding the right temperature in our home. That's a challenge everywhere. So, but I'll manage. Trust me, I'll manage, especially in the middle of January when I'm shoveling snow in the middle of February. So that'll be a nice change.
When you guys did play here against our Vegas Golden Knights, what was it? I mean, what did you think of the crowd and just the excitement inside T-Mobile Arena? What was your thought when you guys went out there?
Well, even before that, I used to walk over to the rink, and just the interaction outside with the fans was unbelievable. When I was in Boston, the Bruins fan base traveled well, so you'd see them interact. It was almost like their way of tailgating and I always noticed that the support for the team, even before you got in the building, then you get in the building, it's loud. They've got that pregame show. I'd always try to peek my head out and watch. So I thought it was great that feel to the fans, and they gave back. So I think Vegas has always drawn energy from their home crowd, and I think that can be a real advantage, and we're going to do the same.
We're getting some texts here. People want to ask questions. This one's from Tammy. She says, is he going to work on our power play?
I am, and I'm going to work well on it and diligently. So we're going to hopefully get that squared away where it can become a real weapon for us.
This one is from Eric. He says, who are the top three players that you think really stand out on the Golden Knights?
Well, that's a tough question. I think there's a lot of good ones. So without getting, you know, too specific, I think our D-core is strong. Theodore and Petrangelo are the two big names there. But there's some solid guys there. Robin's going to get healthy and give us some great goaltending. Up front, obviously adding Eichel, but, you know, Stevenson and Stone and Patch have been a great line. And obviously Carlson, Marchessault, and Smith from inception have been, you know, original Knights that, you know, have done a, you know, really stamped the identity on this team. So I think there's a lot of good players, and I would, you know, I can't just name three, but there's a bunch for you that I think will really, really drive the team.
Some cap space just freed up. Are you guys looking around at stuff?
Yeah, that's Kelly's department. I suspect he'll use that as best he can to his advantage. I think every GM would tell you that. But I know that was something they were going to deal with when we talked originally, and the ball was rolling out yesterday. They lose a good player for the team. That's never good. But at the end of the day, that's a bit of the business side. You have to be cap compliant. So, as I said, a good Dadonoff, I think, is a good player here. And unfortunately, you know, I think everyone wishes him luck in Montreal.
Riley Smith was just in studio a couple weeks ago, which is an amazing guy. He's a free agent, right? Will that get worked out?
I hope so. That'll be between him and Kelly. It depends what he and his family wants to do. Hopefully he's, you know, really enjoyed his time here and wants to stay. I mean, I think Kelly's doing whatever he can to keep him here. But like I said, I think that'll be between those two parties.
Okay, so you're now a Las Vegas local. Do you have any questions for us, Bruce, that you want to know about living in Las Vegas?
Is it always this hot?
Oh, it gets hotter.
Yeah, but you know what? You're gonna love fall and winter here. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Well, I like to golf. You know, it's a great stress reliever for me and a great hobby. So I'm looking forward to that. I've never done that in season. So maybe on the odd day off, you sneak out there. So I'll handle the heat. But no, I just got here. I've only been here 2 days. You know, when you fly into Vegas, like when you're a visiting team on the strip and you're there and then you're gone to the next city, you don't get an appreciation for what goes on, you know, outside the area, the community. So I guess that's the other thing I'm really impressed with, you know, as well. And obviously going to see more of it today, but, you know, that's my sort of impression. And now what I'm learning that it's, you know, there's life outside of the strip, so to speak, which, you know, you just obviously know, but you don't really know, right, till you sort of dig in and meet the people.
Well, just so you know, too, when you get in your car, preset number one should be Mix 94.1. you can't go wrong with Mercedes in the morning. We got your back while you're here. So
all right,
save us and you'll be
you
good,
guys,
buddy.
Do you guys play any Pearl Jam? I'm a bit of old school that way. Like,
heck,
my daughter loves
yes.
Taylor Swift, too, so I'll listen to it all. But
you'll get both on this
fan.
Station.
Yeah.
We'll play Taylor Swift and Pearl Jam.
Well, good. Everyone's happy in the car. That's what we want, something for everybody.
Coach, we are really excited for you, your family, being a part of this community, and what you're going to bring to the table with our beloved hockey team that we love so much. It's going to be exciting to watch you. And like JC said, you've got our full support. Anything you ever need on this end, you please let us know. We're really excited for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Bye, Coach.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.